Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music! Murder Master Music Show, check. And this right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot. We do it what we love just to hear it play back. Play back. This is where the real hits at.
This is Young Castro from the Outlaw.
This your boy Al Capone.
What's that in this bootleg? The Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all? This is Keisha.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C. My boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc, hanging out with my homeboy Prez, Murder Master Music Show, in full motherfucking effect. If you ain't here, then I don't know where the fuck you at, because you ain't in the place to be, goddammit. That's for real.
Come on.
I believe in 1993, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely one of the ambassadors of the Bay Area. Anybody that fuck with the Bay Area on any type of level, you know what I'm saying? You had to have heard of San Quentin. But, you know what I'm saying, while I'm waiting for my guest to call, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna try to get him on the line. You know what I'm saying? Just stick around here, Murder Master Music Show. We're almost at show 100 already, so, you know, shit's been moving along very fast. I still never forget that first show, and I'm not talking about the old show back in the early part of the 2000s. I'm talking about the first show in 2012. I was getting ready to go live. I literally had 5 minutes before we were going to go live, and I didn't have a guest. I was just going to play music, and I looked on the Facebook. I saw K-Rena was on. I hit him up. I'm like, hey, man, you want to do an interview? And he's like, yeah, no problem, Scott. When you want to do it? I says, 5 minutes. He's all right. He's like, yeah, bet. Let's do it. And that's how you have episode one. So go back. You know what I'm saying? UGSforlife.com. Go to the archive. You know what I'm saying? Go all the way back to number one. And you got 92 of these motherfuckers. After tonight, you'll have 93. Don't forget to check out KFYB. You know what I'm saying? That's our comedy shit. Our adult humor. You know what I'm saying? With, you know what I'm saying? Devil Six. Mac J. Velvet Rose. That's every Saturday night. Church of Reality, got to welcome the wonderful Elaine Riddick. You know what I'm saying? She's my co-host. We had a co-host that was with us. Just put it this way, shit didn't work out. But Elaine is much more productive. This woman is getting me guests left and right. Put it this way, she has been an activist against eugenics for the last 40 years. She was forcibly sterilized as a child. You know, she got, well, I'm just going to be blunt, she got raped. And the government, you know what I'm saying, they did a cesarean section after, you know what I'm saying, they took the baby out of her, they sterilized her. And she's been fighting for the rights of like 7,000 or however many thousand people since then. Wonderful woman. So she's the co-host of the Church of Reality. We don't do that show every Sunday, but you can look for us, you know what I'm saying, Sundays 9 p.m., sometimes 8 p.m. Central. And then can't forget BG, Underground Classics, the hottest mix show on the fucking net anywhere. You hear all the shit from the 90s on up to today. If it's underground, it's bumping. He's got it on the mix, you know what I'm saying, every Tuesday, either 8 or 9 p.m., you know what I'm saying. Go to the UGS radio webpage and the Facebook. And like I said, always go to UGSforlife.com. But I'm going to play this SIBO Warning Shots, man. This was debuted here when SIBO was on, man. This is off his album that's coming out in 2014. So be on the lookout for that shit. You heard it first right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
These niggas thought it was over. My father in the building. Hold me down, nigga. Now when the trigger off safety, ain't no talking. Watch how you approach, the dog might start barking. And he locked like a pit with the beam on the tip. Hardest nigga you know will make him seem like a bitch. Play hard, get laid hard, flat and stiff. I won't blink, won't budge when the gas spit. Jump off in a Chevy, make it bounce like a mattress. Clips extended with killer bees that attack quick. Block like a level 4 prison, no warning shot. Full of tattooed tears cause they mourning a lot. The Teflon's on, it's a war in the city. Million niggas killing that just rose from a titty. Got money on my mind, drum on the bottom. You see me, it's too late, the nigga done, I got him. Finger on the trigger, hollow points in his core. Body on the stretcher, give rap for the more.
Come on, come on. I am all about. Ain't no bitch, ain't no time.
Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying, hosted by my homeboy Prez, you know what I'm saying, the president of this shit, and I'll be the psycho in this shit.
Yo, 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 yo. Check this shit out. It's your boy Gangsta Nip, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been checking the internet, you know what I'm saying? Facebook. There's been a lot of motherfucking rumors about who created horrorcore rap. But I call it psycho rap.
I'm coming up out the casket, I'ma get up out this motherfucker. Finna kill a crook or two. Blades coming out the casket, show them what the butchers do. Hang it on the meat rack, switch it to the feet rack. On the tour of real psychopath, I eat that. This ain't a game, homie, I done been through it. You wanna sit right there, nigga, watch me do it. I only eat brains, partner, hide your wife. Blank, pass me the 4K Reno slide tonight. Murder one, set the table, then go get the glasses. The blood coming out the jaw, slow as molasses. The king of the psych shit, believe that there. Everything we don't eat, Bushwick, leave that there. Man, I've been searching for a kid like that, cause I might get hungry for a midnight snack. I was born like this, is how I get this done. Inside my psych mind is where I get this from. One, and it comes to two, to the three and four. Five dead bodies on the floor. Six, seven, to the eight, to the nine and ten. Need a big pot to put them in. Now stir that bitch with a spoon for leverage. The culinary arts, body, food, and beverage. Your ass better run, cause you're living in fear. On a horse with no head like Paul Revere. Jordan on a fast break, look at his vertical. I never carry guns, all my weapons are surgical. Deep game, that's the reason the rats ran. From chest x-rays, MRIs, and CAT scans. I got a sinister memory, real life flesh eater, plus a sucker for chemistry. Yes. Since the day I was born in the world to uphold horrorcore, I was sworn in. The best I possess, psychotic energy, imagination full of murder and graphic imagery. Anytime you want a battle, then come and see me. Horrible things that too deadly for TV. Y'all done pissed me off, you shouldn't have got me started. Resurrect the worst killers and the dearly departed. You're not from South Park, let's get this clear. Cause we don't eat meat, we eat humans here. Step into the mind state of UFOs. We alone in the galaxy, no one knows. Area 51 makes me leery, but the evidence don't support astronomers' theory. So I pose the question of facts and fiction, a photographic memory of that depiction of life on another planet other than ours, or plants from another world other than flowers. You horrorcore rappers, kneel before me, slice your wrist, let your blood spill before me. Before it hits the ground, I'll be there to catch each drop, nigga, y'all be. You better run fast when you hear a gun blast. Connect your brain cells, then I hook it to Comcast. And watch SportsCenter, cause I'm willing and able. Confess to the laws, I've been stealing cable. You hated hardcore, nigga, step in the fire. We hang from a wire, we up in the dryer. Surrounded by dark thoughts is my desire. Add two cups of bleach, we'll see who's the liar. While I start to drink, you'll start to expire. Your head starts to swell about as big as a tire. I might let you slide if you call me fire. Now get off my motherfucking Oscar Mayer. Horror movie rap, I created this shit. Then these fake ass rappers duplicated this shit. Then these other motherfuckers imitated this shit. Bitch made record companies integrated this shit. Now I'm about to take revenge like a sniper, nigga. Body parts type of windshield wipers, nigga. I accept credit cards, bring them visas with ya. Only way I lose a battle, you bring Jesus with ya.
You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, prove it to me if you created this shit, but I doubt that you can, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad black motherfucker. Yeah. About to burn you raggy ass niggas. Yeah. Old duct tape dick tucking ass bitch made motherfucker. Yeah. Die. Yeah. Try to double cross me, you niggas gon' learn. Try to pose a threat. I ain't concerned. Haters wanna kill me. Gotta wait your turn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. The devil is after me, nigga. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you, raggedy niggas. Burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Yeah. I swear I'm not concerned today.
gonna make you niggas burn today.
Come on,
burn. If any be one of y'all turn today, I bet you Kevin Hart, bitch ass nigga, don't learn today. Nigga, do some shit.
Nigga, do it.
I'd have been through some shit.
Been through it.
Cross me and my bullets will split your crucifix. Leave your ass stinking. Leaning like you're drinking.
Drinkin'.
Which hearse you wanna ride in? That caddy or the Lincoln? You hear that sound? That's your knees shaking. I'ma put you so close to hell, nigga, you can squeeze me. Nigga, do right.
Right.
I'm about to do life. They begging me not to kill them. Now that's that shit I do like.
Life.
Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Burn, burn, burn.
Oh, what's happening with y'all, man? Yeah, man, I just was riding around with my wife. She took a day off of work, so she kind of got my mind bothered. I just had a new child, so this was her day off. We dropped my baby, my newborn, at his grandmother, so she kind of threw me off.
How old is your baby?
My baby just made, today. He was born 2 Mondays ago, so
oh,
2 weeks.
Newborn. That's, you stock it up on diapers, I know that.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm looking at him now like I got to go get some more. You not want to be lagging there. You feel me?
No, definitely don't want to be lagging. Well, that's crazy,
yeah.
Man, because you look at San Quentin, man, here you are. It's 2013. You know what I'm saying? You go back in time to 1993. You know what I'm saying? You were just a kid then yourself. I mean, man, did you ever just look back and be like, man, how the heck did I survive in the game 20 years? Consistency, you know what I'm saying? It's
man,
not like
you know
didn't
what?
Drop
just,
albums or drop out. You know, you've been consistent all these years.
Yeah, well, I definitely stuck to it. I definitely just stuck to it. I've been trying to, I'm aiming at superstardom, so you feel what I'm saying? Success, you grabbing me one of them? Yeah, success is measured on just... Okay. Success is just measured on to continue to work. That's all I be on is like, I'm going to work every year because I'm still trying to be big as JV, you know? So how I feel is I'm making progress, but I'm still behind at the same time. You feel me? But I just keep going. I just keep going. I'm young. I'm 35. I started when I was 14. So come on, boy. Your motherfucker probably think I'm 40, but I'm really fucking around. I'm really fucking around like I'm 30. You feel what I'm saying? 27.
Yeah.
Plus, I got a little. I keep the young niggas around me, so they keep me up on what's modern. And I just thank God for it more than anything. Without taking more than enough credit, because I took more than enough, I just thank God for keeping me relevant. You feel me?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, so, I mean, because, you know, not many people have that type of relevance in the game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's cats that put out one or two albums and they're done. Pretty much.
Yeah. They hanging it up. I thank the fans though for supporting me still in the city of San Francisco and San Francisco Bay Area, but most importantly, the city of Frisco being behind me the way they been behind me because they love me like they love the 49ers or the Giants. You feel me? So if I'm going to bring it, that's what they going to take. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you come out of a long line of legendary artists. I mean, you got your RBL Posses, your 11-5s, Cold World Hustlers. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, man. And you know what I'm saying? For you to have worked with all them cats and working with the cats, you know what I'm saying, today, man, it's just amazing all the people you've been able to work with and connect with, from Rapid Forte to JT to Messi to all these dudes. You know what I'm saying? What are some of your fondest memories over the last 20 years?
I mean, there's so many of them. There's so many of them. You know, I wouldn't know where to start, but, like, just the day-to-day, the first time I came on JT, the bigger figures, Frisco niggas ain't no punks, because RBL was at they boiling point. You know, they was the new niggas on the scene, and they picked it, you know, they was big. For me to sneak on the song with them, and then JT, the bigger figure, and Seth the Gaffler, and Demo the Youngster, they was legendary in the hood, and I just was making my mark. So that when that dropped and how the people loved it, I appreciated it. You feel me? You know, of course, I mean, it's a number of things that I done did, but I could touch on, and just, you know, having my song on the radio every day and becoming a household name and a well-known face in my jurisdiction. You feel me? Like, you know, I'm famous from Sacramento, Fresno. You feel what I'm saying? From Seattle. You're really from Seattle to San Diego. They'll know who I am. Maybe not as much in L.A. because it's Hollywood. But if you underground and you know, you fool with it, you know me in Hollywood, too. You feel me? So.
Yeah. You're known. I mean, you can go all the way to the Midwest. You can go down south.
You're one of the names
of the Bay. You know, when you think of the Bay Area, you think of, obviously, Mac Dre, Too Short, 40, Spice One, you know, St. Sebo up north in Sac. But you're right there, too. You're one of them dudes. How does it feel to be in the same, you know what I'm saying, presence as all the mother cats I just mentioned?
Yeah, man, it's an honor, man. And right now, I'm still working on my mogul shit, man. I'm trying to get it to have somebody that's worth $100 to $200 million that's up here in this Northern California. Because it ain't no Puff Daddy's or Jay-Z's. Or even, you know, brothers getting money and busting moves like T.I. busting, coming from where we coming from, as far as with their cake and Ronald Williams and, you know, how Baby and them eating. We need to, you know, step our square butt, man, you feel me? I'm not downing it. I'm just saying it's time for us to get mobilized in this shit. You feel me?
Yeah. Really, if you look at all the different rap scenes across the United States, the Bay Area is probably the biggest. You know what I'm saying? You got so many different cities and towns and places, you know what I'm saying, representing. It always amazed me why the Bay never really got on like it should have got on. What do you, being one of the dudes, one of the motherfuckers over there, why do you think that it has been like that?
I mean, if Tupac was alive, he'd be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Jay-Z got half a billion. If Tupac Shakur was alive and functioning, he'd be a billionaire.
Got it.
And that's why we not own, you feel me? Because our one that started back then that was on the level of Will Smith and Russell Simmons and them was Pac. You know, Hammer, he wasn't able to manage his money correctly. And that don't make him no less of a man. He just didn't manage his money correctly because Hammer could have been a mogul because he's of mogul status. His cake just ain't of that, you feel me? So that come with 25 years working. Jay-Z been working for 25 years. I remember seeing him on MTV in 88 rapping. You feel me? Like, you hear what I'm saying? Baby and them, they've been pushing out music in New Orleans since 1991. You hear what I'm saying? Consistently to where they came up. 40 is like that, but 40 is more of a... He taught us to be independent, but he hasn't... He ain't running no big old company. You feel me? He gonna make sure 40's shit is together, which he is supposed to do, because it's hard to kind of deal with our attitudes out here, but you got to be willing to deal with people. You feel what I'm saying? So I ain't worried. I ain't afraid of the people, nor scared. And what you got to do is be able to take a chance. You know what I mean? We got to spend a couple million on a couple of our artists. You hear what I'm saying? Hey, you know, we like got a half $1 million behind my name, $1 million maybe over a certain amount of years.
Yeah.
You know, $5 million, but once you get to advertising and putting $1 million behind artists, that's when you get to making $10 million off of them. You feel me?
Yeah. You definitely gotta spend that money. You know.
You gotta put the money behind the artist. You gotta put the money behind the artist. You gotta pay for radio, TV, you know, appearances of that nature, and it'll go there. But one thing we do have is our independent market, but it's time for it to get bigger. It can't just stay at this level. There's some big things going on and deals being handed out, but it just ain't no mogulism yet.
Yeah. You guys have always had a connection with Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, the Midwest in general, Akron, Ohio, you know, and Pacino, a bunch of different cats. When did that connection first start?
Oh, they got love for our music. You know what I mean? They was, you know, rocking the Spice One, and it's California. So, you know, they whoever came before us, like Richie Rich, the 415, and, you know, Spice One, and you know, all the way down to Ice-T and Eazy-E and the shit they put down there, made it to where they listen to what was going on in Northern and Southern California, and we just happened to be from there, and we just fell in line.
Yeah, because I noticed you guys, like Rich the Factor, you know, a bunch of different cats, you guys have always had a good relationship out there, you know what I'm saying, different spots in the Midwest. What about down south, though? You mess with any cats down south?
I got love for everybody, you know what I mean? But, you know, we cool with Gucci Mane and Zay Tovin, real tough. We respect his mind out this way, you know? Scarface, of course, you know what I mean, and everything that they're doing in Houston. Paul Wall, my nigga Trader 2, that's my nigga, you feel what I'm saying?
Zero.
I mean, yeah, Zero, Young Zero. Me and Zero ain't never really met personally, but I know if I'm cool with Trey, I'm cool with Zero. I don't have nothing against none of them, and I actually enjoy their music. Houston is a lot like the Bay Area, too, because even though some of them done blue, it's still that independent, you know, they still got their market. Whether you like them or not, you feel me?
Yeah. I want to ask you this too. Being one of the, you know what I'm saying, OGs in the game now, you're no longer the young baby boy, you know what I'm saying, that you was 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But being one of the vets, you know what I'm saying, what do you think of the, I'm just going to be blunt, what do you think of these dudes running around with purses and tights representing, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Homosexuality is being embraced in this industry. And you know what I mean? And I'm not going to do it. You dig what I'm saying? That's when he was against any sucker shit. It was a macho man thing, you feel me? But if you call a motherfucker a faggot wrong, and they really is a faggot, they want to say it's equivalent to calling a black person a nigga or calling a motherfucker a Chinaman. You hear what I'm saying? You hear them calling a Chinese person a Chinaman or a white boy a cracker. But really, nigga, you a faggot, get your faggot ass from up around me looking at me. You feel what I'm saying? With that bullshit, wearing skirts and all that old. And, you know, I'm from Frisco, so I'm real. We got a chip on our shoulder about that, because a motherfucker put that on us without thinking everybody in our city is gay. When that's ignorant. Now, if y'all can understand that being ignorant, come on now, man. There ain't no way no whole city of human beings is gay. You feel me?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I respect the gay women. I respect the gay women. You know, if a man, it doesn't. I love the dyke, you hear me? But if you part of them dudes with that shit and then trying to push it off on the industry and, you know, just tiptoeing around the faggot shit, it's just a suck. Hip hop is still hip hop, but then it's starting to be a little sucker shit, though. You feel me? Well, really, we was the outspoken ones. And we still can. You know what I mean? That's why Kendrick Lamar, with that verse he just dropped, he shocked everybody, because everybody been on this faggot, let's hook up, do songs together, we are the world. Well, really, it ain't even like that. You feel me? Motherfuckers just want your region, they want your fans, and then when they get your fans and get your region, they ain't going to double back and fuck with you again. You feel me?
Yeah. I think a lot of dudes do it, too. They sell out, man. They sell out for the dollar, you know what I'm saying? But they got to wear that skirt that they put on 106 and Park, you know what I'm saying? That's like a tattoo, man. They got to wear that the rest of their fucking lives.
Man, you're going to sell yourself for it.
Going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
you're going to sell yourself for a jelly roll.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I got a new song on me and Burner album called I'm Not Selling My Soul. You feel me? Me and Burner got an album together called Cookies and Cream, and one of the songs that I got, I'm on the hook, I say I'm not selling my soul. I'm just trying to do it all without selling my soul. You feel me? I'm trying to do everything niggas doing, but without selling my soul. You feel me?
Being San Quentin. Yeah.
Yeah, being able to, you know, look at myself 10, 15 years from now and say, hey, whatever state of mind I was in, if I was sedated or if I was clear-minded, I know that it was my choice, and I damn sure ain't representing nothing that, you know, I wasn't raised. There's nothing that my mama wouldn't be proud of. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I respect that, man, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these cats, you know what I'm saying, they're so quick to change. You look at Spice One, man, he's still bringing that shit. And he's killing these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? He's lyrically smashing these dudes still to this day. Same thing with Sebo. You look at Sebo, man, or like you said, Scarface. still bringing that shit. Ain't changing for nothing. And I respect the dudes that are doing that shit, man, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't keep it real. The real will come back around. And everybody that was correcting around wearing purses and skirts going to look bad.
Yeah.
It's going to tarnish their music.
It definitely will. You know what I'm saying? You running around in zebra tights or whatever the fuck you're wearing, you know, it's crazy. And it portrays a negative image to the kids, because I saw this video. It's floating around. I don't know if you've seen it. These kids couldn't have been more than 11 or 12 years old, maybe even as young as 10, rapping about sucking dick, calling themselves homo thugs. And that's, to me, I see that directly coming from what these fuckboys are doing. Or we call them swaggots over here. That's what we call them, swaggots. You know what
swaggots,
I mean?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't care. Swaggots. You know, back in the day, Quinn, you know, you had your own lanes. You had the gangster shit. You had the conscious shit. You had the political shit. You had that little PM Don shit over there in the corner. But now, in the mainstream, 75% of it's that PM Don kid in play shit. You know what I mean?
You ain't lying.
These kids, man, it's an impression on them kids, these kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to see these young kids walking around in them clothes, them tights and all that shit. Now, I don't care if dudes do it. Do your shit over there, fine, whatever. But when I see young kids being influenced by it, that's when I say, whoa, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? But
you ain't lying, man.
I'm glad... you know what I'm saying? You're one of the ones that's you know, speaking on it and making music about being true. So I salute you for that, bro. Real talk.
Without a doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt.
But this Burner project, you talk about the one, Cookies and Cream, is that out right now?
It's out right now. We just dropped the video, Fly Away, for me, Burner, and Equipto. You can check it out. It's on YouTube. All right. And I also got the video All In with me, Burner, and Ballhead Rick. I'm going to be out there with Burner in Sacramento tomorrow at the Ace of Spades. So if anybody gets to hear this by tomorrow here tonight, and you in Sacramento, we'll be at the Ace of Spades partying up tomorrow with Burner.
So you guys, are you guys going to be you're taking it down the road, going to any cities and states?
Well, a young man that I'm working with named JT Evans, out of Portland, is putting together this Cream tour with me, because Burner, you know, he signed to Wiz Khalifa. So his price is a little higher than mine, but I still got good numbers. But I'm doing this Cream tour. The album called Cookies and Cream. Burner has the cookies on the cream. So I'm showing up in any city that want to see me on the Cream tour. During my 20 years of catalog, I'm bringing along my Done Deal family and DLK Enterprise and whatever the hottest artist is in that city or region where I'm at, doing that show. So that's what I'm trying to push right now.
Yeah. What about the next San Quentin solo? Is that in the works too? Or?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm dropping that. I'm dropping that first week of October. It's called FTC. And I'm also giving away a free solo San Quentin album called San Quentin, Done Deal Is My Family, introducing Galaxy Adams, which is my son, Lil Quinn, but that's his rap name, Galaxy Adams now.
Oh, man. Oh, how old is he?
He's 16 years old.
So he's roughly the same age you were.
Exactly. You got to hear him.
There's history repeating itself.
Yes, it does. And he's going to take it to the next level for us. You hear me?
Man, that's what it is right there, man. Speaking of that, going back into those days, you know, so were you around Pac a lot back then? We were talking about Pac earlier.
No, I never met Pop.
Oh, you never had the chance to meet him, huh?
No.
Yeah. Well, that I met.
Never got to meet him.
And
I was around him at times. We jumped and we got into a fight with him, but I didn't get to meet him. We was trying to get in.
We
got into a fight with Richie. Yeah, we was trying to. He got into it with Pac, Richie Rich, and the Governor. In 1992 at the Stone Theater on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
We ran up on him because Richie Rich had dropped a lug about Philmo. He said, on the track called I Ain't Never Got Gaffer Like That with the Governor. The nigga said, I'm going to tell you what's real, though. I stay strapped with my gat even when I'm in the field, Mo. You feel me? So when we caught up to Richie Rich, I'm a young nigga about 14, but I'm with all the big homies. We try to go after them niggas. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it just was like a little Chuck Fest, you feel me?
Yeah. Did you scrap with him at all? Or?
No, we ended up with Tupac rings. We ended up taking one of Tupac's rings, man. Well, he lost it because he was swinging the mic stand. The ring.
He was
swinging on us
with
the mic. Yeah, he's trying to hit us with the mic stand, and he's swinging and his ring came off. You feel me?
Did he hit any of y'all?
Yeah, he hit a couple of us. When we got to him tripping, that got him out the back door, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's my fondest memory of Tupac Shakur. Me and him.
Getting hit there, almost getting hit with a mic stand.
Yeah, by Pac, yeah. Yeah, and you know, while he was swinging it, his ring flew off. You feel me? And my nigga TV, rest in peace, Tremaine Brown, he died in 1998. He was the one that ended up with the ring.
Oh, man. He never gave it back to Pac, huh?
Of course not.
That is crazy. I never heard that before. Have you told that to anybody before?
Nah, that's the first time I told that story, like on the air. Like, you know. Niggas know about it. Me, JT was there. Folte was there. We was there. We was sick. It's people who you could ask to vouch for that story, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all been, hey, look. Man, tell me what I need to say, what drops I need to say. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody listening. I got to give my wife undivided attention that this is our long time without our little baby. Not
hey,
to be brief.
Hey, do your thing, man. This is, I'll tell you what, my name is Prez. And this Perez. Is the Murder Master Music Show.
Man, it's San Quentin. You listen to Perez on the Murder Master Music Show. One more time, I'm going to say it.
Yeah,
this San Quentin. You listen to Perez on the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show, motherfucker. And this is the mighty San Quentin representing the San Francisco Bay Area Mafia Mob. Hear me. Hear you.
Hey, take care, man. And you know what I'm saying? Congratulations on the little one, bro.
All right. God
Thanks
bless you,
calm,
brother.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's San Quentin right there. You know what I'm saying? Man, you just heard something the first time, ever been heard on the air before, man. The talk about him scrapping with Pac, him and them scrapping with Pac in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? Pac was swinging a mic stand at him. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's San Quentin. So he came through the show, man. He came through and, we got a hold of him. You know what I'm saying? Real humble dude. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to him and his wife on the new baby. And we wish him nothing but the best. I'm sure we'll have him on again in the future. Man, this is a track, you know what I'm saying, a couple years back, What I've Done for Them. Check this out, San Quentin. This is episode 93 of the Murder Master Music Show. If you want to call in, we're going to be playing some more music, 714-409-0548.
We doing our thing now. Ready? Yeah. I'd like to thank God for everybody that survived. God bless the souls that passed away. God, keep your hands on me and my loved ones this year and every year after this one. Check it out, San Quentin. I come from the bottom of the gutter, it's hood, wickedest niggas. No need searching for good, it ain't in us. 10 years to get noticed, respect to decades. Niggas fly beneath me to get a spot in shade, knowing I'm not afraid. And the love in my blood overcame the plague, hate and plague that we sustained. My next to check the cancer. Didn't flip me one pair of kicks in no new fashion. I come greater to upgrade my Chuck Taylor to Adidas. Got put on by Delano, he gave me my first heat. 38, he gave me 3 grams of coke. Set a nigga straight, got tired of Quinn being broke. 1993, first solo tape at the stove. Before then, I never sold coke before. Sophomore watch, on the other hood, watch out. Leader of the pack, act ill, get mopped out. Play cool, I be diplomatic. You came to see the bitches, there the bitches go. Nigga be Adam, it was a pattern. Like Pete Russian, Fast Eddie, feel more savage. I approach and ain't steady.
City, where it's 100% people, 7% black, man. And we done lost a lot of it. So that's what this song is about.
Look what I've done for them, nothing but love for them. Busted my guns for them, saved the slums for them. Been on the run with them, been in the life with them. Struggling and fight for them, risking my life for them. Look what I've done for them, nothing but love for them. Busted my guns for them, saved the slums for them. Been on the run with them,
road, little rich, little no, didn't know, fully loaded with blow. The game is ugly, I've been cheated, forgot about on holidays. No way it can be happy this season without a dollar extra. Ask the niggas for 20s, bird feed me easily, no GZ extend me. We on planes to the Midwest, y'all just graduated by the ways of living now. Congratulations, more broke days than rich days. Make $1 million wish days. Done just conquer the world, then we get paid. But the ups and downs made us tighter, hungrier, reaching by the niners, should by the warriors. This is what we're warring us. We just added your boy, Willie Henderson, Quinn, you'll get destroyed. You are the avoid, the flow, the lifestyle, the game. Nothing but the heart of this boy. But I've done for them, nothing but love for them.
I here with the Quinn, nigga. Any problems, niggas know what time it is, dude.
Drop it up, ho, give me some.
joints, dripping, drinks, splitting, murders, what you vote. When my bitch Nina started tripping, bitch, I thought you knew. We're murdering and robbing, murdering and robbing.
Ligeiro em perigo, dá salve do irmão. Ligeiro em perigo, dá salve do irmão. Ligeiro em perigo, dá salve do irmão. Diga de família, aperta o rap, a everyday. Ligeiro em perigo, dá salve do irmão. Ligeiro em perigo, dá salve do irmão. Ligeiro em perigo, dá salve do irmão. Diga de família, aperta o rap, a everyday.
Your boy, DJ Villain Hill. Late fast kills, face poppy murder, murder. You got laid fast kills, yeah. Kill. Be killing all you murder, murder hoes.
Six feet my.
Yeah, that's your boy DJ Paul KOL from 36 Mafia, holding it down with the homie Prez on the Murder Master Music Show. It's going down, Mafia.
I go toe to toe and let's go for blow, cause I'm badass like this. I go hold a hoe, but they'll go for show. I got my dick head in your bitch. Catch me rolling, don't fuck till I choke. Now I gotta go, I'm dead. Get this house party up in this hole, cause I'll play with other folks' kids. Niggas, I'm a death row, that pussy. Leave it red like Suge Knight. Not messing her to my niggas. I'm cold, it's loaded, I'm smoking and rolling. Quit to give me girl, give a stroke, Gary Coleman. Then I let her hold it, deep throat. Hold on, mind me, if you keep on going, I'm a KOM on some bell shit. I hop out clean, I'm a prepper shit. Top of the day, getting green, I'm a feather shit. I'm a rich bitch on my weather shit. Let you talk, trick. What the fuck I look like? If I ain't got no bells on me, I don't look like. Leave the house without a strap, nigga.
If you get it from my mama, I'm riding presidential with the top by Stevie Wonder. And I got that burner that they get down, I lay down. Riding in that karma, guess what goes around, comes around. Rolling up some papers, keep that spin like Jader. Fuck around and take your face off, nigga like Mr. Potato. Kidnap me home for later, she give me a blowjob that's labor. Throw money just because, shit everybody ain't able. Niggas know how I'm swagging now, got the black and black baby with a bag and out. Poppin' bands, she ain't touching my bank account. And it do the thing, fuck a nigga brag about. I'm kidding, money ain't shit that I can't withdraw. Any nigga that get in my way, I'm popping his ass like Adderall.
Need a house without a strap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Since I rap, no more trap, nigga.
What the fuck I look like?
Rolling up some bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
Me without a bad bitch.
What the fuck I look like?
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 What the fuck I
look like?
There you have it. Point proven. Punk ass nigga, get the fuck up out of my motherfucking face. Get the fuck off, bitch!
We have it, episode 93. Murder Master Music Show. Boy Prez, understand, check out UGSTheLife.com. Keep supporting the movement. To you haters out there, man, eat a fat fucking dick. Fuck all y'all. We're going to keep doing our thing. UGSTheLife.com.